The adrenaline was fading now. The meditation, even as brief as it had been, had sent calming endorphins through Ben's system.
It seems kind of odd that the hallucinations are so universal, you know? Why not something more specifically tailored to the individual? I mean, there are a lot of things that rattle me more than a bunch of spiders.
As he spoke, he thought back to the several nights he had spent on Zyost a few years earlier, of the voices, first in dreams and then when he was awake, telling him to do horrible things, leading him to want to do them. He also thought of the torture that his cousin had put him through, attempting to temper him like a piece of metal. Oh yes, there were a lot of things scarier than a ship full of bugs.
I'm not sure. We'd have to study the type of radiation we're being bombarded with and the effects it has on human chemistry. It's possible that it simply activates a basic primal fear center. Spider bites could be deadly on a primitive world. Strange creatures hovering around us could be too. Fear is a logical reaction.
But bugs, Dad? Squish. End of problem.
Luke gave his son a glance. Still scared you at first, though, didn't it? Ben felt his face grow hot. Not for the first time, he cursed the pale, freckled skin he had inherited from his mother.
I was just surprised, that's all.
Now that I know what to expect, I won't be.
Luke shrugged.
We know the spiders and the mysterious beings are typical hallucinations. They might not be the only ones. We should be cautious. Anything distressing, out of the ordinary, we shouldn't automatically assume it's real.
Agreed.
Ben decided not to try to pick up where they had been interrupted on the conversation about flow walking. He did not think he was in a strong position to argue that he was ready to learn such a discipline when he'd just been taken aback, even momentarily, by an illusionary bunch of spiders. They continued on for several hours, carefully planning short jumps. Luke's Hasat Dur technique proved consistently useful, although it did seem to drain him. Ben started to get a sense for navigating the corridors, extending himself in the forest to assist his father in determining which way felt right in a place where everything was constantly changing. The series of short jumps that sometimes felt like one step forward, two steps back, eventually led them to planets. The concentration of corridors was greatest here. It was what permitted life to evolve at all. But each planet proved to be a disappointment. What life there was primitive and stunted, and a sick suspicion rose in Ben. He was reluctant to voice it, but he knew he had to.
Dad, he ventured at one point, what if we're completely wrong?
I'm always prepared to entertain that suggestion, Luke said.
The universe is nothing if not humbling. What do you think we might be wrong about?
Well, everything we have says that the Angti live inside the Kaithal Rift. But what if they don't? What if everyone is just assuming that?
Good question. But you taught me the importance of following the evidence, remember? If everything points to them being here, clearly this is the first place we should look.
Well, yeah, under normal circumstances, said Ben. But looking around, here is not good for the Jade Shadow or her crew.
Luke eyed him. That's true. Do you have a better suggestion?
No.
Ben was inordinately pleased that Luke freely admitted that he, Ben, had taught him something. He was less pleased that he hadn't been able to come up with a better idea.
I guess we follow the evidence.
Luke grinned.
Then let's be about it. It'll take as long as it takes. After all, Ben, we've got a decade to kill.
Ben grimaced. This time, Luke let him plot the jump, checking to make sure Ben had calculated properly. The planet they found, though, could be almost immediately ruled out. Ben took a break to eat and drop into a healing meditation for about 20 minutes. Then he and his father traded off. Luke rose from the pilot's seat, and Ben slipped into it. His dad patted his shoulder as he headed back to the galley to get a bite to eat. Ben didn't like to admit it, but he was starting to get bored. He refocused his attention on what he was doing, because he was wise enough to know that when you got bored, you got careless, and when you got careless, bad things often happened. He was refreshed, fed, and alert, and his mind wasn't wandering, but he really, really wished they'd hurry up and find the Angti. Despite Luke's quip earlier, and despite the beauty of the rift, He didn't want to spend the next several years hopping from corridor to corridor.